Let's do this.
All right.
Hey, what'd you get that one for? Let's start off with the rawness first.
The rawness? All right. Get what ails you first, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Cheers.
Prost.
Prostituta. Cheers.
Good to go. Go time's go time.
And then there was two.
Hey, it sort of feels like the same show, just a little lighter. Cheers.
Well, at this rate, we'll be done in three shows. We did one show and
lost somebody.
And lost someone very important. We lost Kidney. Kidney is decided to no longer be with us. He figured that he actually has real things to do in his life.
Yeah, he wants to keep his liver, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I feel I like to spend a couple of moments to talk about this. I feel we lost like the MVP of our show.
Yeah, the behind the scenes MVP, you know, the guy that does all the hard work and celebrates with everybody else, but doesn't really take the credit for it. Too bad.
Yeah, I think that's the only reason we're here is because of him.
Yeah.
And the cool thing was that he's kind of like the innovator because he found out before anyone else.
Yeah, he's the one that introduced us to this. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be doing this or trying to do it again.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I mean, I felt like the best was just ramble at the corner by my house. So I wanted to listen. He said, wait, I can mic you and put you on the internet. What?
Other people can listen to me?
And now everyone has a freaking podcast, right?
Yeah.
So
we don't have to sell that shit like we used to before, huh?
That's true.
Podcast. What the fuck's a podcast? There you're speaking a different language.
So thanks, Kidney, for leaving us. It took us about 4 hours to kind of turn the on button on with all this stuff, but we'll do the best we can. The doors are always welcome whenever he wants to come. I see those headphones hanging right there. Is that in his
in
honor
memory,
right there?
Yeah.
All right. So it's just you and I, Fonz. What's up?
What's up, dude?
All right. So I think we're gonna do 100 episodes. We're contracted.
We're gonna get contracted.
We're gonna get contracted.
We shouldn't be talking about that yet.
That's true.
We shouldn't get no.
But hey, let's see what we can do. We got a good show lined up.
Do this.
Cheers, brother.
Taking it old school. 211.
211.
Yeah, it's like I'm in high school again.
I'd like to thank the sponsor of this of pilot number two episode, Fonzo with Jameson and. I sponsored as well with two ginormous tall cans of Busch beer, which we haven't opened yet. Maybe we'll wait till the second segment of the show. But
why did you say ginormous can? You should have just said Busch.
Well, that already implies.
That sounds awesome. It's
yeah.
Busch.
Do you know that when in baseball, like if you do something like that's like lowbrow, like say you're running and then like you swipe your hand and knock the ball out, you know what I mean? Or say like
that's not lowbrow, dude. That's like cheating.
Okay, exactly. So you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The term for that is Busch League.
No way.
Yeah.
Is there a Busch League or they're just because of so low?
Well, Busch League is like they call that like the adult recreation leagues. You know what I mean? And they're called Busch Leagues. Because what do you do in those leagues?
Oh, you drink
Busch. You drink Busch beer. So,
Oh, shit.
You know, it's pretty infamous.
I did not know that.
It's pretty infamous in its own right. You know what I mean?
That's funny, dude.
Yep. So, cool.
When was the last time you had this?
Probably, wow, I can't remember. Maybe
I don't think
college
I've ever had this.
Or something like that. You've never had Busch?
I don't think I have.
So, I guess Anheuser-Busch makes Budweiser, which
Missouri.
I love. St. Louis, Missouri. Budweiser, I love. Anheuser-Busch. Oh, used to, right? Then they sold it now?
Well, yeah.
No, Anheuser-Busch still is.
It's still Anheuser-Busch, but it's owned by a German company now.
Okay.
And I don't
know
the name of it.
They take a lot of pride in Budweiser, which a lot of people say, ew, you drink Budweiser? But the lower one is Busch. So people who say, Budweiser, I don't know what they would say to Busch. It's
so,
even below that.
So Natural Light is not an Anheuser-Busch?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what Natural Light is, but Busch beer is Anheuser-Busch because I can tell by the logo on the can.
Yeah.
But this is the bottom call. So if you can't afford Budweiser in a can, you get Busch.
But that sort of sucks because isn't Anheuser-Busch like the name of the company? And their lower brand is named Busch?
Yes.
So it's like because he was the second guy anyway, so it's like Anheuser-Busch. and then it's Busch beer.
Yeah.
So it's
I mean, it should be the best, right?
Yeah, it should be. It's like the owner's name.
But you know what? We really have a blind eye towards it. It doesn't matter if it's 99 cents or $10.99, right? So we'll find out if it's better than Budweiser.
Yeah, I
later.
Haven't had this forever. So
you've never had this.
I've never had
and
this.
And I haven't had this forever. So we'll
yeah, that's what I would it. See, 2.11 already got to me.
Already.
Man.
Well, again, thanks the sponsors for the show, us too.
Thanks, Kenny, for introducing us to and hooking us to podcasting.
Yeah, definitely. We, by all means, are definitely do this. Just it's a labor of love. It's fun to do, and we'll just keep going. Yeah, thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so big week. It's been a big week. It's been a big couple of weeks since the last time we did a show. The NCAA tournament started.
Dude, I'm still last place, right?
I don't know.
I'm
but
completely done after that week. That week that we went to go have a drink and watch some of the basketball games
after Florida General Contractors University like just beat everyone.
Yeah, off the like 60 freeway off to the side or something.
Do you know the coach for Florida Gulf Coast University?
His wife. Oh my god,
is a supermodel or was a supermodel?
Yeah.
You think what can make it better? What can make your life better if you're married to a supermodel and you upset the world?
Going to Disneyland? I have no idea what.
So, USC hired him. He's now the head coach at USC.
The head coach?
Yeah.
But isn't UCLA looking for a basketball coach?
Yep. And USC hired him as a coach. But the thing is,
the head coach.
Yeah. UCLA, big program. They like big names. I mean, there's a lot of, and they hired someone. But USC, under the scenes, they pulled them out. They're now.
Wow.
Now, okay, you would say, well, that's not better than having a wife, a supermodel. Ex-supermodel as a wife, right?
Yeah.
Well, USC did not double his salary. Would they triple it? That would be awesome, right?
Yeah.
Would they
quadruple?
I'm actually not smart enough to make it all the way. Quinn, what's after that? Set, seven is set.
You in a school
Oct, nine, nien, I don't know. Anyway, 10 times what he's getting paid. USC's paying him. His salary last year was over $100,000. USC's paying him $1 million.
Does he have like a contract or?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he got signed. That's his salary for next year.
Wow.
So not only does he upset the world, he's got a wife as a supermodel, and now he's getting paid 10 fucking times to do the same X's and O's, except now it's in under the bright lights of LA.
Yeah. But so I can almost guarantee you she's going to divorce him.
Why?
Because not only, I'm sure he didn't sign a prenup, because at the time she was probably making more money because she was a supermodel.
Right.
Right. So no prenup. So she comes to the bright lights of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Which she already did. Like, I mean, probably went all over the world because she was a supermodel. And she's coming to Hollywood, probably get a reality show, break up with the dude, take half of his money.
That's the worst. If she'd, you know what? The only way I'll agree with you
is. Am I a negative person for saying that?
No. Well, you live in LA, you don't live in Mayberry. If she gets a reality show, then I'm with you. Then I think that that's already like, all right, just stop. Like, but you know what? You know, I'm guessing why they gave him 10 times the salary? Because Florida doesn't have any taxes, right?
They don't have like the housing taxes, I don't think. Okay. I'm not sure about sales tax. Do you see Southgate 10%?
Highest sales in the tax? Nation. Hey, we're number one.
We're number one.
We're actually the electricity bill from studio number one in Southgate. In Southgate Studios, number one.
Number
is
one.
A little
I
more
I
expensive.
Could see it going up already. Starting to do the show again. I see it going up.
So everyone's got a bracket. Everyone's bracket is jacked up. Like, I don't even have a team. Well, I have Louisville losing in the championship, and they're the only one of my final four teams, but I'm in first because of elimination. Like, I have one of the crappiest scores. What we did our bracket through ESPN.com.
Yeah.
And after the first round, I know you're going to laugh at this. Did you know that Sebas is one of our friends, Seabass Cass, he's also a comedian. We'll have him later in later shows. He was number three for one day.
Oh, in the whole
ESPN NCAA thing, yeah, right? Yeah. He had like one wrong. No, I think he had all of them right. Or no,
for
he had one wrong. And
for one day.
For one day. And he was number three. He's like, dude, I took a picture with my cell phone. You always wonder, those dudes that are number one, you always think, like, this is made up. Or it's someone something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just hard to believe.
Computer generated.
Someone from Southgate, like, would know that, or someone that we know in our circle would know that, would know enough to get to number three. So he was at number three. So we're not going to, in this segment about college basketball, we're not going to talk about the X's and O's or anything like that. We're going to talk about the relevant stuff. Like Louisville's basketball player. I wish, I think his last name is Ware. Yeah. Did you see his tibia?
Yes.
His tibia just shattered.
I think everybody saw his tibia. I don't think he's ever seen his tibia, and he saw his tibia.
Oh, my gosh. That was brutal.
You know what? I saw the picture, but I did not see the play. I don't know how it happened or what part of the court. I know he was on his, like, side, like, where his team was at, is by his bench, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
but I don't know how it happened.
He casually jumped on one foot, landed on the other foot. The last time I saw someone break something casually jumping on one foot, landing on the other foot was when Homer Simpson did it in the like I have never seen anything so like just shocking off of something so casual. He like jumped off his left foot trying to block a shot. It was right by his bench, and he landed on his right foot. He wasn't rushed. He was just landing, and the tibia just gave. It just broke. It was like a dry twig.
You can hear it, or
I don't know. The reports, there's nothing about hearing. Like when Achilles ankles, there's been reports when people like tear Achilles ankles, you can hear the pop.
Yeah.
But with the tibia, I don't know. But I mean, it just looks horrible. And he's trying to move, and it's just wiggling this way and that.
It was a compound fracture. That's what it means when it comes out of the skin.
Exactly. A compound fracture. That's exactly what it is. And so,
I've seen one of those in real life. Remember that guy in high school that broke his leg? He was a football player.
Are you talking about me against Daniel Murphy?
No, when I shattered
my tibia. Hey, that hurt. That hurt. I didn't have all the lights on me. No one made T-shirts for me on the next game.
But you went ice skating the following day with the cast, and you went to the snow.
You're confused. I got hurt every year with sports. I love sports, but I see that now as an adult, I like talking more about them than participating because I used to get hurt every year. Sorry. So you were saying?
No. Remember in like our sophomore year, there was a guy that broke his leg.
He was Knucklehead.
Knucklehead, yeah. I remember Knucklehead.
Yeah.
And it came out of his skin. That's I remember seeing that shit.
And then we went to the hospital to see him.
Yeah. It was like his first play and his last
first
play.
Game. Marshall High School. Marshall Barristers. You guys went down. JV 95. You guys went down.
Hey, you're just showing our age. Be careful with that, man. You don't want to do that.
Yep. Hey, and then last but not least, this is it. This is NCAA basketball, but not the tournament that – the coach for Rutgers Scarlet Knights. I don't know where you have to do more research and finding out the coach's name. I think his last name's Price, or finding out the mascot of University of Rutgers, the Scarlet Knights.
What is that?
I don't know. If this show ever makes our blog, feel free to give us some insight, or maybe we'll do a little research on that.
And if there's cool places to eat or drink, invite us. We'll go over.
Yeah, that's true. Why not?
Why not?
Exactly. So the coach, you heard about this, right?
What?
Coach Price.
Oh, the Scarlet
Knight. Yeah.
I've heard about it. I've seen the results, but I don't know the complete story I know there's a video out there.
Yeah.
But I have not seen it.
You know, if I had my own newspaper, I would headline for that story would be "The Price is Wrong, bitch." Wow, dude, there's like,
you know what? The funny part is that you didn't write that down. You were thinking about that the whole time.
Yeah, I was like, I need the podcast. I need to say it to someone.
I need a release.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know how many times that's been used or not, but you heard it here first on this show. The Price is Wrong, bitch. Walter, have you seen the video to that?
No, I haven't. Dude. I have not seen it.
So everyone, coaches are supposed to be harsh. You're supposed to instill discipline under pressure. As a player, especially someone like that under a large audience, you're supposed to think, you're supposed to be able to handle the pressures of the environment that you're in. So you kind of have to try to simulate that and create some stress and so players can work. But this isn't getting yelled at. This isn't getting cursed at. Many coaches like curse and you know, that's fine. You know, sometimes people curse too much where there might be verbal abuse, whatever. This isn't like the military where quote unquote, you can slap the soldiers, but it's got to be from the shoulder in, you know, which probably worse happens. I don't know if it does or not. Send us your feedback on that. This is beyond that. This is like a player runs out of a screen and he didn't like it, so he kicks him in the ass, dude. Bah.
Like literally kicks him in the ass?
Kicks him in
like,
the ass.
Like takes like the step and does the whole thing?
Yup, kicks him in the ass. The player's like, he does that little cuffs his hip and looks back. He's like, you're doing it wrong. Like this is like The guy tries to guard somebody. He's like, "What are you? An effing bleh?" like not homophobic slurs. This isn't the video. The video isn't of one practice. It's a clip. It's like the highlight film or the low light film of this coach.
Are you serious?
This is like has been going on.
Dude, another one. He
chucks a basketball at this freaking dude's like at him, and it's like hits him in the shoulder, head, like hits him right in like in the face, dude. It's like, and those are multiple ones that you see in the video,
dude. He just like likes doing
just
that,
chucking the ball, dude. And the freaking kid, this is fucking.
Wait. What's their record?
They suck.
Oh,
losing record. They suck.
Okay,
they've been
I'm
losing.
Sorry. My bad.
And. The thing is, oh, okay, I see that. Wow. I see why he's doing that, even though it's bad and under popular thought that's bad coaching, but he's winning, so that's good. No, they suck. He's just, you know, I think that's just being a coward. Oh, I wanted to get back to him. He throws a ball at a lot of these players' heads, and like dumbasses, the other kids are like, "Here's your other ball, coach. Sorry, coach."
It's like, I'm over here because you can't throw it this close.
It's like coach number one. You know, he chucks the ball, dude, hits a dude in the head, and the player's like, "Here's your, like, you don't have a ball in your hand. Here you go, coach." It's like,
wow.
That's like brainwash, dude. Yeah. Brainwash. And to get away with it, you know, that's coward, dude.
Yeah.
Because you have a losing record. If I'm a coach, and I've been a coach, I won't say where because I don't want to embarrass where I've coached. Not that they embarrass me. I embarrass them where I coach because it's me, but I've coached. And I've coached on teams that you've lost records. I won't even say with sport, but when you're losing, somewhere along the line, you got to be like, let's just have fun. Pressure is off because you suck so bad. Pressure is off. Somewhere along the line, if you're 1-10, give these kids a great experience.
Yeah.
Just mess around.
Let everybody play.
Be the underdog. Everyone, or just everyone work hard for your own. I would rather teach them to play for pride when you suck than to play out of fear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Never fear. Never fear with sports.
Dude, so, I don't want to get kicked in the ass. Last time I hurt. I heard he's going to wear steel toes next time. I can't handle that.
Those Doc Martens hurt, man.
I heard he's going to wear those Bobby Brown with the metal tip on the dress shoes. That's going to hurt.
Those Stacey Adams kill me. The Stacey's, man.
But man, I took a dump. My girlfriend said my ass looked wingtip. Yeah. I mean, that's just bad. And then, like, I was hearing commentary in the media and other medias about, like, It's good old boys. Like those stuff you keep under wraps. The media shouldn't get to that. I'll tell you, good old boys. I'll effing tell you, good old boys. If I had a son and that happened to my son, I'll get good old boys. I'll show up with you and half of all the fucking Mexicans in the South can be like, "Oh, you're hitting my son, huh?
Yeah.
You're hitting my son. This is what's going to happen. We're going to change things around right now. We're
you
gonna
do
beat
that
your
exact
ass.
Play right there.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to beat your fucking ass. That's my son you're kicking the ass. That's my son you're tossing a basketball. And if he can explain something rational, like, I don't know, it seems to inspire kids, that doesn't. He's just maniacal, dude. Let's end on a positive note. Let's talk about Wichita State is in the Final Four. How did they get there? Dude, read the newspaper. We're going to talk about other stuff. Let's talk about what is dope about Wichita State. Do you know their mascot?
No.
They're called
even know where Wichita State's at.
Like, I'm sure you heard that story then about the players from LaSalle. Wichita State, which everyone knows, it's in Kansas. Their mascot, you know, their mascot is the Shockers. What do you think of when you hear Shockers?
Oh, the finger thing.
Two in the pink, one in the stink, right?
Yeah, there you
right?
go. They're like our freaking, our previous, in. Never mind, go. There we go. We'll leave it there.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Yeah.
You have your hand up and like, you know, well, go just Urban Dictionary, two in the pink, one in the stink.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you think.
Yeah,
you're
Shocker.
You're fucking... you're,
so was
you're a,
did Edison go there or something
30,
before that?
You're a young male in the know, you're hip, you know what that means. That's kind of has made, you know, people talk about that shit, right? And even chicks talk about it.
Yeah.
You can't really bring
Can
that
I
up.
One of those chicks,
you even can't bring back you can't even bring that up in national TV, right?
Yeah.
Like you can't.
No.
Dude. So throughout the tournament, because they've won all the way to the Final Four. They were like they came into the tournament ranked 9th in their bracket. Like they were supposed to be out second round. They made it all the way upset. So what the media has failed to cover, or they don't want to, is that everyone, Fonzo, I'm talking about the players' friends, the parents, the cheerleaders, they have bought into doing The Shocker. You know the Tommy the Trojan, two fingers. G-rated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone is doing the Shocker. The Shocker.
No way.
And so throughout this whole tournament, the cameras have tried so hard to just not get that in.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
So they'll pan, like quick pans or?
Nothing. No, I mean, I'm talking about like the players' grandmas. They're like, yeah, because I mean, it's a small town. And, you know, they bought into it. I mean, it's the Shockers. It's the goddamn Shockers.
It's the Shockers.
Like, what the hell else can you do?
I want a Shocker shirt. I don't know where Wichita State is.
We're by
I want my Kansas State, right?
Wichita State, Kansas, no, dude. Yep.
There you go.
Exactly.
I want a Shocker shirt. Hey, I want that shit right here
I
on my chest.
I think it's Kansas.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
But everyone, like the cheerleaders are doing it. The cheerleaders are doing it.
Oh, shit. I want you know how they have the styrofoam hands and stuff?
Yeah.
I bet you they have that.
Oh, I guarantee you someone made it,
I want
it, right?
that.
Yeah, exactly.
If not, we're going to make that tomorrow.
That's the positive note. That's the networks. F you, I guess. Networks got to be networks. The suits, they got to do what they got to do to keep it vanilla. Yeah. But I think Wichita State, I think that's awesome.
Go Wichita State. Go shock that shit, dog.
Go shock the nation.
Bust a Shocker. That's awesome. I like that.
Cool. So that's our basketball wrap-up, man. And remember, sports is not about scores anymore, right? There's so many side stories.
Yeah, there's too many.
Yep. So, but that's what it is. That is what it is. Let's take a little break, Fonzo. Let's drink. Let's take a big-ass drink. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right. We're going to take a little break.
Thank you for that break. That was a good drink.
You know, we're not young anymore, dude. So still reserve. Oh, switchboard malfunction.
Water malfunction.
Still reserve malfunction. Still reserve's got me malfunction. I was going to say, we're not young anymore, man. We get loud when we drink still reserve. We cry and we moan and we really don't want to record that. It's really not cool. Speaking of not being cool.
I want to be cool.
You want to be cool? Yeah. I want to be cool too, because now that we're older, like, you see some retarded styles.
Yes, but a lot of the reasons that we did the things that we did and we wore and we listened to the things that we did and everything that we did is to try to get chicks. So it's like, if chicks said, you know what, fucking mascara is cool, people are going to wear mascara. You know, it's like if they wear tight pants, it's like, oh, we're going to wear tight pants. If we're going to listen to Deep House, like, oh, chicks dig the Deep House, we're going to listen to the Deep House.
If you're one day getting drunk by yourself, or not by yourself, by yourselves with friends, but just drinking, watching Super Bowl, and someone says you should start a podcast, you're probably going to start one for chicks.
Yeah. You know, it's like guys do things for chicks.
I think that's like the test of time, right? So do you think that coolness, cool is governed by what chicks think?
I think not. You know, as with my age, I think is coolness is being yourself. You know, there's always going to be a chick that digs, like, if there's an oddball in the
thing. Always going to be a chick that digs the oddball, yeah, because he's different.
It's different. It's like, oh, everybody has that cool guy with the six pack. And it's like, oh, everybody likes that guy.
Or when I went to Utah, the Hispanic who speaks really well English.
Yeah, he can.
I don't even know that you even say that correctly.
Yeah, he didn't say
without
it right.
Without an accent. How about that? I won't say well or great. I just, without an accent. But cool is different.
Yeah, cool is different. It's like being yourself and being comfortable with yourself. And you know what? Not giving a fuck. You know, that's cool for me. It's like not giving a fuck what anybody else thinks.
Yeah.
Like, you see some oddballs. I mean, we live here. We go to Hollywood. We see some weird fucks. And you know what? With like everything, it's like somebody digs that. You know, it's like if not, he wouldn't be doing it. Every guy wants to get laid.
But I'm sure you see the dudes that be like, God damn, that looks stupid.
Oh yeah.
Are they cool?
Which ones? The guys that are saying it?
No, the one like we as old people, we're dry, like we go to the Laker game or we're going to the parking lot or Hollywood or LA, and it's like, God, that fool looks fucking.
But no, seriously,
is that guy cool?
No, well, we might not think that, but think about this. All right, we've been to places where we walk up somewhere and fucking we're like, hey, damn, that fool's an idiot. Oh my God, he looks like a stupid fuck,
what a
right?
Moron.
What a moron, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And we're talking shit about this guy, right?
Can we just have a segment of like words we can say to bag on someone?
We okay, can. No, okay. No, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, for
you know
sure.
What I mean?
100%.
Like, oh fuck, dude, who let him out of the house? You know, like girls say the same shit. But then you see a girl come out of the restroom and she's fucking hot as fuck. It's like, how the fuck did he get her.
And the girl, it's the same girl that said that fool looks stupid. It's the same girl.
It's the same girl?
Because I think that emotional, like that electricity to make that girl to say that, it comes from the same place to be like, you look retarded. Let's fuck.
it's just what girls do,
so,
right?
Okay, so what you're saying is that
I'm saying a bunch of shit.
Girls don't govern coolness, but they validate it. And coolness is really being different.
Yeah.
And confident about being different.
It's the confidence. Confidence is key, dude.
Confidence is, cool.
is key.
All right.
I like confidence.
Yeah. Confidence is a very good trait to have.
Like for chicks, you like a chick that's confident.
You know, you're right.
Let's talk
about our buddy Sevas, who was number 3 in ESPN.
ESPN, you can
that
look him up.
He used to rock some beat up shoes.
Wait. As long as they were my shoes.
No, your shoes. You always had good shoes. But Sebas used to have some beat up shoes. He'd be like, "You haven't heard of these? They're the freaking Sancho Panza's 900. Like these are the pleather ones, dog.
Come on, these are the pleathers."
Confident about them. And then he'd go over there and like pick them on a chick for the lunch ticket. Yeah. That motherfucker was cool.
Like literally,
like cool.
Yeah.
Was he gonna be the president of the United States? No. Was he gonna like that motherfucker was cool. I mean, no one had this dude did not have a head start. This guy just was born in Compton and just cool.
Cool. Yeah. He didn't give a fuck.
He didn't give a
see,
fuck.
See, that's what. He does. See? Nah, not giving
true.
A fuck.
Nah, that's true.
Giving a fuck.
I was thinking about that. And
what did you come up with?
You know, a little bit is I saw a gentleman and I really know this guy very well. And this guy has.
And you still called him a gentleman?
Well, he is a gentleman.
Okay. Cool.
I'm 100% convinced he is. This guy has money. This guy's really great at what he does. What he does is very hard to do. And what the cool thing, what I thought was cool about that. Now, again, let me remind you. He has money. He's very popular in his industry and his job. His job is very hard. He's a lawyer.
Oh,
and
shit.
He's not a criminal lawyer. He's a civil lawyer, which
it's
can
even
be pretty
probably
tough.
Harder. Yeah.
And you know what? The cool thing about it, this guy is the most humble guy on the planet. And it made me think. It made me think like, that's fucking cool, dude. When everyone else can talk about what you do without you having to talk about it, that's fucking cool. Like if you're on swole, dude. Like if you're in shape. If you're fucking like just ripped.
Dude, like.
But you never say a word and you're like this. You're like this. You're like, yeah, let's go to Carl's. You go out on your own. Like, you know, you don't need to complain. You don't need to talk about how many carbs. You don't need to talk about like, oh, you just go and you do it and you're part of the crew. And like, people are like, oh my God, you're so in shape. Or like people who have money, dude. And like, you have a sick ass car. Like, you don't need to talk about it. You let everyone else talk for
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's what got me to think like, that's
cool.
What's cool. When you're cool, I think when you, all the things that people tell you that you're awesome about without you having to like, put it out. Cause you know how dudes like, here's the thing. Cause you know that like being in shape plays a part in your social life. Like if you're fat, you're not going to talk to chicks unless you're confident.
No. Or funny.
Yeah. But like, if you're like a big dude, it's hard for you to like try to address women. But then like you look at these girls that have always grown up attractive. They're so cute. Like dudes I've always been hitting on them. Sometimes they're the most down-to-earth girls on the planet because they've been hitting on. They know they're beautiful. That storyline is old. They know they're beautiful, and they're just going to, like, do their thing.
Yeah.
And then the dudes who have lost, like, 100 pounds. Awesome. That's great. But you should be humble. Don't forget that you were 200 pounds, 300 pounds. Don't forget that. And then, like, those dudes don't know. They don't really. And then so everything you talk about is about, you know, when I lost 100 pounds, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, hey, I know what I know. Stop telling me what I know. Like, yeah. You're not the fucking, you don't know everything. You know what I mean? I feel awesome that you lost 100 pounds. That's great. Stop rubbing it in everyone's normal life. Hey, welcome back to normalcy. I'm glad you're in. Don't act like you're better than everyone else who's normal. You're back with everyone who's normal. So anyway, in a nutshell, I think that same guy, the guy who loses 100 pounds, this is a character I'm bringing up hypothetically. Now, if everyone's talking about how great he is and he's not even making a big deal
In your opinion.
What do you mean?
We don't want to get sued, so anything that we say, it's in your opinion.
It's in my opinion, yeah. So, like, but when that guy doesn't say anything and everyone else just compliments him all the time and he acts like it's not a big deal, that's, to me, my reaction to that. My reaction to that is like, that motherfucker is cool. That motherfucker is cool as fuck. That's what I think.
No, but you know what? Like, we talk about, like being cool, right? And sometimes we have a podcast now. And we had a podcast before. We talk, and that's what we do for a show, right? We talk, and we communicate, and I'm not sure if I'm going to take this part to another level or whatever.
Why
or
not?
Different.
It's only a pilot, but it's only an innocent pilot.
But have you ever met people that are toppers?
God, yes. The toppers.
You know what the toppers are, right?
God, dude, the toppers?
Am I a topper?
Are you a topper?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No, like literally, like, yeah, oh, like you
in
tell
the sense
me a story.
Of the definition of what we're agreeing on what a topper is.
You know what a topper is, right?
Yes. Someone who always
tell everybody what a topper is. All right. Please.
So a topper is, like someone, everyone, like there's a vibe. You feel what the vibe is, the dynamic with people, and you share stories. And one story is awesome, and another story is awesome, but then one story is just like 13 times better. I think that's pretty cool. But then that guy who told that story later on in the day has another story with the next topic of conversation, which is 13 times better.
Yeah.
And then the next topic in the night or in the next occasion, everyone has that story and his again, 13 times better.
But you know what? It is. But I'm always scared to being the topper. So like when people like start talking, and you know this from me. It's like I don't want to like say anything.
Topper, yeah.
I don't want to be the topper, and I don't want to say anything. It's like, you know what? That's a good story. It's like I want to let him finish.
You know what I know? You know what I have been a topper. You know when I'm topping? When I fucking hate the people that I'm with. I love just being an arrogant bastard son of a bitch, but that's conscious. That's a
oh
conscious,
yeah.
Like I'm topping. I'm like, hey, that thing, that topper that everyone thinks is a douche. Yeah, I want to be a douche in this crowd. Hey, check this out. In '97,
before you were born,
before you were born, freaking. Oh, I went for a burger and Zach De La Rocha from Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, In and Out. I don't know.
At that place that you just finished talking about, where you were at, that was a cool story. At that same place, I was just doing that.
Yeah, and you know what I did? Fuck him. I don't care.
Oh yeah, like, hey, yeah, Ricky Gervais. He's the podcaster that everyone. Yeah, I'm the original podcaster. What?
Yeah, I did it before he did.
Which I have no proof of that, but it's an example.
But you know what I mean, right?
So the toppers, yeah. So the, like I know what a topper is because I despise toppers. Not for the sake of that their stories are better. It's just that it's like it breaks up the dynamic of who you're with.
Yeah.
And the only times that I have been a topper, like I said, is when I just really hate them.
You just don't.
When it's a room full of toppers and it's just like, shut all you guys up.
So,
but what about topping?
That's my fear. I don't want to ever be a topper.
You're not a topper. I mean, I've known you since Miss Patterson in sixth grade.
Yes. What was that year? Like 2002?
1990 deuce. No. 91. 1991. 91. 91. Sixth grade.
Yeah.
Sixth grade. Yeah, so you're not. Ever since I know you from 1991, you have not been a topper.
But I don't want to.
Let me ask you this. Do you know a topper?
I know a lot of toppers. Yes.
Go, one. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Dude. No.
All right.
In my opinion.
All right, I'll go.
Okay, you go.
Dude, out in Utah, there used to be a guy who's a topper. Put it this way. All the ladies that I hung out with, and by ladies, I don't mean like hot girls. Actually, they're all beautiful, but I don't mean like
beautiful
model
women.
I mean like these are like all of them like
real,
for real women. I got a picture of them. They all signed a picture with me and these women. These are like for real. Like these women can beat the shit out of the women that come out in the Doves commercials. You know, like real women. No. These ones are real women.
These are real women.
Like a bus driver, a hotel manager, like. Like
have you been on Reddit
therapist.
Yet? Reddit?
I was the other day. I saw a couple things. I didn't really know how to navigate through the site. And I love that last on the pilot one, you talked about tech stuff. I feel that with Kidney, like, you're the tech dude now, man.
Oh,
you're the
shit.
Tech dude. I mean,
all right. I got it. Good websites, but I'm not techie.
Well,
you know?
Let's try, right?
We got nothing to lose. I'm going to do it. It's me.
But my for real women.
You're for real women.
This guy had,
I like it.
This guy had the initials, like his name, his initials were DB. And so they all
DB?
They all, like his name. His name was something with a
whatever,
D, and
yeah.
His last name was
oh,
with a
okay,
B.
Okay.
So they called him the douchebag. He was a topper, dude.
Was he? Really?
A fucking topper. Here, I won't say his name, but one time when I was in Salt Lake on a Sunday, and no one is out in downtown in Salt Lake City on a Sunday. I was there.
Oh,
It was me and five dudes were drinking because, you know what? Because I was in Salt Lake. I had no friends out there. So I'm over there at this bar drinking because it was actually open. And Kiefer Sutherland walks through the door.
No
Kiefer
way.
Sutherland walks
what was
through
he doing
door.
There?
He's doing radio stuff for a movie or for 24.
Oh, he's,
and that the radio.
Oh, it's 24 time? Oh,
yeah,
okay,
and
cool.
So he was plugging shit.
Yeah,
and then,
plugging.
Monday was he was supposed to come out early in the morning on a radio show.
Oh, okay.
Or he was. And then so he was there Sunday, and he just doesn't know what the fuck to do in that town. So he stayed in a hotel, and he went down to that bar to drink, like all the other six of us. Anyway, I was like,
your other six non-Mormons.
Yeah, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? And I was like, damn that fool. I'm like,
you saw him?
Yeah. Well, I was at the. I was like, fine. I'm like, are you Kiefer Sutherland? He's smoking a cigarette outside with a leather jacket, dude. There's like four. That's me, him outside, and that's it. And like four people inside.
And there was a bartender.
That was it. And
no
I go,
way.
I go, are you Kiefer Sutherland? He's like, yeah. I was like.
He's like, I don't have to top anything.
It's fucking rad. It's fucking rad. He walks in, dude. Then I go inside. I go take a leak. I come out. And then there's like no one else. Him and the other four dudes on the table.
No way.
So I make my way to the table.
Are you serious?
And their conversation. I just sit there. I'm like, dude. And then I wanted to.
Did
like,
they know he that was Kiefer Sutherland?
No, at this, yeah, they're on the table around. It's like everyone in the bar, all five people.
Yeah. Like nobody else.
So I mean, you can see we're spending more than 10 seconds on this story. It was amazing. It was cool. And I was like, and so to be part of the conversation, I wanted to say something that these guys haven't brought up, or I felt that they wouldn't have.
No, you don't
and
want
go,
to be a topper.
And I go, Do you remember when your dad did Animal House? Because Donald Sutherland was on Animal House. Like, were you a kid or what did you? And he's like, dude, Animal House. He's like, I love Animal House. It's one of my favorite movies. I've always looked up to my dad. I mean, he had good things to say.
That's awesome.
And then one of the dudes there, he goes, all right. And he was kind of like, you know, just a hillbilly dude, construction hat guy. He's like, hey, you know, Kiefer, what are you drinking? Do you want a shot? And he goes, man, I'm Kiefer Sutherland. I'll buy the rounds.
It's like, I keep it to myself.
Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I'm making millions
no,
of dollars.
No, did he really say that?
What?
Did he really say that?
Yeah, he goes,
I'm Kiefer Sutherland.
Goes, man. He's like, dude, I'm Kiefer Sutherland. I'll buy the rounds.
It's like, don't worry about it. I got it. No way. He did not
round.
Say that.
He buys his
that,
rounds.
That's a topper.
He's
a topper.
His rounds, though.
That's cool. That's cool.
And,
and
the thing is, he hung out with, why would he hang out with us?
That's pretty cool.
The dirt. It's Sunday. According to like Utah, why are we even drinking
that's
on a Sunday?
Cool.
Hung
that's
out with cool. us, bought us a drink. He's like, hey guys, I gotta go, man. I want you to know that I'm really happy that you guys can hang out with me. Thank you. And he left. He's really cool, dude. Blah blah. I show up to Money to Work. That's why I will always have. I know a lot of people who don't like Kiefer Sutherland for like his
why
his opinions with with government and with shit like that.
I have
and
no
people
idea
are like that. I'm like, you know what? And then like talk shit. What an asshole. I'm like, well, you know what? You can't be an asshole for what you believe in. You're an asshole if that's your personality. And this motherfucker is not an asshole. Anyway, I was so happy I went to work. DB rolls. I'm telling him the story. He's like, oh, yeah? He's like, yeah, you know, me and Kiefer used to shoot pool all the time in Wyoming. We just shot pool. Oh, yeah, so you finally met him, huh? That's cool. And then, like, it was, like, me and, like, two other coworkers, and I'm like, am I fucking wrong? Like, is this guy an asshole, or what's going on here? Or not an asshole, but is this guy...
Is
he ruining the moment? I showed up like a kid out of the candy store. You know what I mean? Oh, is this guy like, oh, I shoot pool with him all the time. And I can see how you can, if you have better stories, I can see how you can say it differently. Dude, that's awesome.
Especially
that's
if it's the same person that you're talking about. Yeah. Yep.
And so later with the people who were there that day, I was like, was that weird or what? And they're like, oh, you mean the topper? And that's when I first
I
first learned what the topper meant. Oh,
are you
the topper? Yep. Yep. Salt Lake
are you
City
serious?
Is where I learned what the term topper meant.
Oh, I thought I made that up.
DB.
Sorry.
No, but that's cool.
No,
is that a topper? Is my story, is that a topper?
No.
So that guy's not a topper?
Who?
The guy I'm talking about.
Oh,
me and Kiefer shoot pool all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's
can't
a topper.
Be a jerk about it.
No. I'm sorry. It just like, I mean, for me, it's, I tread the line. I never want to be a topper. You know me. It's like if somebody
You're
says a story.
Dude. We're all humble dudes. We get excited. Like, we're excited about telling our stories, but what keeps us from being toppers is that we're just as excited to hear other people's stories.
Yeah, we do. I like that. You know, it's like...
I love stories.
I love stories.
Share your stories on Walter and Fonz blogspot.com. I think I said it right. It's fucking Steel Reserve.
Do we have another song?
Yeah, we do have another song. And the purpose of these songs for later on when we're like rich and famous living next to toppers... We're going to the purpose of these songs is because this is where our band or whoever the musical artist comes in. Like, that's where they play. But we don't have any. But we're going to keep it cool. We're going to keep it cool and
keep it cool with the tight pants.
With the tight pants. Tight pants in the 80s. Here you go. I can't believe you're already in Bush.
Dude, you haven't even started Bush?
No.
Oh, my God.
You're Bush League, dude.
I'm Bush League. I've never played baseball. I played baseball once in my life, and they call me Speedy. And it wasn't because of sex.
And you had a baseball bat the color of this Bush can.
Dude, they stole that shit,
the
dude.
TPX?
My TPX? They
hey,
stole my TPX,
TPX
from Southgate.
You played with the Montreal Expos of Southgate. You're like the LA Angels of Anaheim. You played with the Montreal Expos of Southgate Park.
Dude, you're like giving my whole life story,
that
man.
That's gangster status. Hey, man, I'm just proud of you. I'm your fan, dude. I'm a fan
dude,
of yours.
I was such a retard with baseball, though.
But you hit the ball.
No, I
you
did.
Were, in the purest sense, you were see ball, hit ball.
Yeah.
In the purest sense. That's
I was. That's all I did. That's all I could do. But I didn't know, like, you can get off the base and, like, warm up and loosen up.
You just did football drills.
After a pitch, you know? Like, fucking you can get off the base, like, a timeout. like a semi timeout.
Yeah,
I was
like,
come on, bring it on, motherfucker. Bring it on, bitch.
Yeah, you know, I was like, I
have no idea what the fucking pitchers were doing. I have no idea.
You just got to work.
I slid to first base.
Hey,
you sorry.
Slid first?
Yes.
Well, the play was close. And you know what? People slide at first. People tweet about that shit nowadays, dude.
Oh, see, there you go. Bush that shit.
Am I now in Bush Leagues?
Yeah, you're
in
Bush Leagues.
I'm in the Bush Leagues. Yeah, people tweet about sliding at first. That makes SportsCenter now if someone slides at first because it's like, what are you doing?
See, I never knew. I never knew. I didn't have a daddy to do that shit, dude. You know that.
Hey,
you know that.
You know what?
I would just like fucking.
I agree.
Like, I got to get there.
It's true. But you know what?
If I would have run somebody over, you
know
I would have.
I understand that, but you can't use a daddy because all of our daddies don't know baseball anyway.
Hey, your daddy did, fucker.
Through trial and error.
Your daddy was good, though.
Hey.
Yeah, your daddy's a good coach.
You know, and that's the thing. And that's why we keep doing this, because I think us and our social circle is like all of our families are one. It's like this amoeba of family. You know what I mean? And without getting too much, because we got 100 episodes to do.
Yeah.
Without getting too much.
I think we got two episodes right here.
That's the glue. That's the glue. And that's the, I think that's what's going to keep us going.
Let's do this. I mean, all right. So.
Tweeting.
No, wait. Relax.
Ooh. Oh, sorry.
I was thinking about this shit, dog. It's like concepts for the show and like getting popular and doing what the fuck we need to do to get our shit out there, right?
Right.
So this was from one of my coworkers. He's like, Twitter on a shitter. Twitter on a shitter. It's like, what? He's like, yeah. I go from work. He's on the clock, right? And he goes, I go check my Twitter while I'm on a shitter. So I was like, you know what? That sounds awesome. It sounds amazing.
Well, does he actually go when, like, I have to take a shit, I'm going to go, yes, that's convenient to check my Twitter? Or does he say, like, I'm going to go check my Twitter. I'm going to go act like I'm going to the bathroom.
No. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go to the restroom. So he says, Twitter on the shitter. He's like, that's where he checks all his Twitter shit, you know? His okay. Twitter shit.
All right, yeah.
Twitter on the shitter.
Literally.
So I was thinking, you know what? We could probably do something like that. Like, we can do what's on our minds, what's coming out of our ass. Like
mind and body?
Mind and body. Like you know, Twitter on the shitter. Only, we can only do, like, the Twitter part while we're on the shitter.
So, like for a month, only tweet from the can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like what you're thinking, what's going on.
Hey, some of the best ideas come out.
Yeah, seriously. Like when you're in the shower, you get really good ideas.
But that's not the shitter.
No, but
it could be for some people.
It's but you know what I mean? It's like it's inappropriate. You know, it's like you're just
what?
Twitter.
It's only inappropriate if, I don't know, you get cock on your digits.
No, but, like, you have to pass out your, like, some people see your phone and touch it and shit. And
then
and then it's like, all right, let me make a phone call from your phone.
You know, like that McDonald's with the fish sticks? Maybe that dude came out tweeting from the shitty. fish sticks.
I mean, Twitter has been around for a long time, and I still don't know how it works.
But you tweet.
I do, but I don't know how I do it.
Twitter's been around for a long time, and I've never had the mobile phone capability to get Twitter.
Yes.
I still check all your guys' tweets through the internet, like on a computer. Hey.
Is that how you really do it?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because I can't see your photo from my phone. I have like a dumb phone.
Oh. But if I send a photo, do you get it eventually?
Well, like, no. I go online and I go to my Twitter account, and then I can see. And then it becomes my phone, I guess, if you will. Like,
oh.
And then I see all the things that a normal phone.
So I can't send you pictures,
unless it's through picture text.
How do I do that?
Like, if you take a picture, you click on it, and then it says like send as what, and then you say send as text, and you send it.
Oh, okay.
But like Instagram and tweet.
Because I've seen pictures. You send me pictures.
Yeah, and those are picture text.
Oh, okay.
But as far as Instagram and Twitter, like I can't see them until I go on. So it's very lame of me. But hey that's why cares? That's why I nominated you as a tech.
I'm the tech guy. I'm the tech guy. All right, cool. Fuck it. Let's do this.
So Twitter on the shitter, huh?
Twitter on the shitter. That sounds awesome.
What things might you say that sounds like you're tweeting on the...
Like, you know what? Nowadays, I think I can fucking say anything. It's like, oh my God, this shit is like...
Like, I really hate the tile of my shower. Then you would know someone's tweeting from the shitter.
Oh, yeah, that is like, oh, my God, this motherfucker doesn't want to come out. You know, it's like, oh, my God, I've been pushing for like...
No, but those are like legit, like obvious ones. Which ones might you find like, is this guy tweeting from the crapper? Like, oh, my God, the sink. There's so much bacteria around the faucet. Why are you staring at the faucet?
You've been there for a really long time.
The rug. Or what did you say last week? Man, that doorknob. I need to change the doorknob.
Like, seriously, like, what are you thinking in the shitter? Like, there's some really good shit that people, like, really good ideas.
What have you thought? What kind of ideas have you had in the crapper?
I think at the restroom, you really do think.
Well, you do. The messy part is that you don't take a notebook.
Yeah. But you, like, then again, it's like, fuck, that's a dirty-ass notebook.
All right. You know what I do in the crapper?
What?
I'm not going to lie. This is what I really do. First of all, I start with the George Costanza. It's a modified George Costanza.
I don't know what that means.
Do you remember George Costanza from Seinfeld?
Hell yeah.
He used to take off his whole entire pants.
You do that.
Kramer, take his whole entire pants.
Yeah, 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 and hang him up.
And hang him up. No, I don't do that. I just take a pant leg off. Man, I got big thighs. I got to take a pant leg off, dude.
You really do.
I take a pant leg off. It's comfortable. My knees open up. I'm relaxed. That's how you're supposed to dump, relax. So I take a pant leg off. And then...
How you have to dump, relax is like lift your legs up.
A little... Well, if you're short like me, too. If I had a little, like a couple, like a block, I guess you have a block. But what I think about in the crapper is prioritizing.
What? I'm sorry.
Sometimes
what does that
Robin
mean?
Sometimes Robin goes like... Man, you've done everything that I've asked you to. And that correlates with, like, how long I've been in the crapper. Because I prioritize.
What does that mean? I'm sorry.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right. I need to take the car to get an oil change. I need to change the light bulb in the front. And I need to do this. All right. Fuck, I really don't want to do them. I'd rather just play guitar all day. But if I'm not in the crapper, then I just do the blind eye. Like, dude, I'm just going to play guitar all day. And whatever happens, happens. Blind eye, but then when I sit in the crapper, I'm like, all right, I need to buckle down. There are responsibilities in this house that I need to fulfill. And I'm like, all right, I swear to gosh, I'm not going to go to the guitar. I'm going to go into my car and go run these goddamn errands. Get manly stoked, do it, because now or never. It's never going to happen if you don't do it. And then Robin's going to get mad, and then everyone's going to get mad. And then I go do them. Now, if I didn't take that dump, I'm playing guitar, drinking Jack Daniels. Enough said, I pass out. So I do all my prioritizing in the crapper.
I don't.
People say get a book, write it, because when you see it, then you can comprehend it, and then you go do it. No, yeah. I just do it in the crapper.
That's awesome.
Like, or like, you know, like the
so
mail.
She loves when you take a crap.
She doesn't know that I do that in the crapper.
Oh,
but it correlates.
Okay,
she hasn't figured it out. Like letters. Letters are sitting there right outside the door.
What do you mean?
Letters. Like, you got to go put them in the mailbox. Letters. Like, the things that you can't
like
do
they're,
online.
They're done.
Like, with a stamp on. Like, grab them, put them in the mailbox. They sit there for days because I forget.
And then why do you forget and she doesn't?
Well, because I say that I'm going to do it.
Oh,
and okay. I think somewhere in there she's...
But why do you say that?
Because I say I can do everything. Like, you know, I'm kind of a topper. I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, no worries. And like all those tomorrows pile up. So there's letters sitting there. And I'm like...
Why?
And I'm sitting there in the can. And I'm like, oh, shit, I got to take those letters. All right. When you're done, top priority, take
right now.
The letters. When you're done, take the letters. And so when I get done, I take the letters. Oh, my God, the letters are taken. Oh, my God, we get light again. Oh, my God, the gas is on again. You fucking went and prioritized.
Wow.
What do you think about in the shitter?
In the shitter, I sometimes think about some funny shit to do for the show. I live by myself, Dick. I live by myself. I was like, oh my God. Seriously, like The Walking Dead is a really good show. Dude, The Walking Dead.
I hate Mondays. I got to wait forever till Sunday.
Shit, the Sunday. It was a good show, but why? Why did they do that to her? You know, it's like The Walking Dead. It was like, oh, fuck. I didn't read.
You know that dump is The Walking Dead.
It walks in. Dude, the water. I read all The Walking Dead comic books. I have all The Walking Dead comics. Like, oh, shit. Dude, I gotta wait like another week for the next episode in my brain. It's like, oh shit.
What else?
Oh, you want me to keep going? Fucker.
Well, no. But good ideas come out of the crap.
They do. They really do. They really do. So I was thinking like, oh man, like especially at work, it's like I'm getting paid to take a shit right now. It's awesome.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I like taking the shit at work.
It's
Oh shit. But then I start thinking about it, it's like, oh, I want to get something out of this.
Out of what?
Taking the shit at work.
You're getting excretion, dude.
And it feels good.
You're getting waste out. You're getting something out of taking a dump. There never needs to be more than that. Well,
next.
On that note, I hope all you guys can share your tweets on the sheets. I think that was great. I had a lot of fun. Do you have a lot of fun?
Fuck yeah, dog.
All right. Well, we got 99 more. Aside from that, feel free to send us all. As soon as I can edit it and post it up, hopefully that works. These are still pilots. If we can do it, cool. If you've like managed to have enough patience to stay with us, send us all information, all ideas. We're not stealing anything. We'd like to give credit to everyone who's creative. Any shows, anything like that. The more, the merrier. We love America and the rest of the world. You guys have a good night. Fonzo?
Good night. Love you.
We'll see you later.